Chapter 81. The Pequod Meets the Virgin. The predestinated day arrived, and we duly met the ship Jungfrau, Derek Dedere, master of Bremen. At one time the greatest whaling people in the world, the Dutch and Germans are now among the least, but here and there at very wide intervals of latitude and longitude you still occasionally meet with their flag in the Pacific. For some reason the Jungfrau seemed quite eager to pay her respects. While yet some distance from the Pequod she rounded to, and dropping a boat her captain was impelled toward us, impatiently standing in the bows instead of the stern. "What has he in his hand there?" cried Starbuck, pointing to something wavingly held by the German. "Impossible! A lamp-feeder!" "Not that," said Stubb. "No, no! It's a coffee-pot, Mr. Starbuck. He's coming off to make us our coffee, is the Yarman. Don't you see that big tin can there alongside of him? That's his boiling water. Oh, he's all right, is the Yarman." "Get along with you," cried Flask. "It's a lamp feeder and an oil can. He's out of oil and has come a-begging." However curious it may seem for an oil ship to be borrowing oil on the whale ground, and however much it may inadvertently contradict the old proverb about carrying coals to Newcastle, yet sometimes such a thing really happens.